are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Oh, you guys are going to love this one. All right, police have a diamond thief that allegedly swallowed a $20,000 diamond. He is being held by the police, but without a toilet, because the police are waiting for the stone to pass through the body. He apparently swallowed a stone at Precision Jewelers in Windsor, Ontario, after realizing store staff had figured out his scheme to swap one stone for another. He's 52 years old, is now being kept in a special cell without a toilet while a forensic team is waiting for him to pass the diamond. My guess is this guy is going to probably, as he passes it, wipe it off and re-swallow. That's my guess. He has been charged with a theft over $5,000 after allegedly stealing the diamond on May 10th. The store clerk of Precision Jewelers, who did not wish to be named, I don't know why he's going to want it back if this was up this guy's colon. Anyway, told how the alleged thief tried to switch the diamond with another stone through a sleight of hand. She recognized the man from a wanted poster circulated around other jewelers and immediately became suspicious when he started fumbling with another jewel. The store owner, let me see, noticed, I want to know when he swallowed it. Okay. When the clerk realized the man switched a $20,000 1.7 carat gem for another stone, she wrote a note saying call the police and handed it to a colleague. At the point, he began looking uncomfortable and then swallowed the stone. The jeweler locked the store with the man inside. Good. That's pretty gutsy. That's pretty gutsy. They locked the store, called the police. Now the police are waiting for him to poop. You know, serves him right. Serves him right. I got to tell you, and that thing must scrape as it goes down. Wow. For those who join us, we are live right now on the Dr. Dahlia Show. We air 6 to 9 nightly Pacific time, 9 to midnight Eastern time. Please call in with your medical questions at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Take in your emails at drdahlia.com. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and our Facebook fan page. Apparently, Mary Richardson Kennedy, the estranged wife of Robert F. Kennedy Jr., was found dead today, New York City, 2 years after her husband filed for divorce, following a history of reportedly her drug and alcohol issues. Apparently, a lawyer who had represented Mary Kennedy in a 2010 drunk driving case confirmed the death, but we do not know what the cause of death is. Hasn't been released. An autopsy is scheduled for tomorrow. I got to tell you, Mary Kennedy, 52, is the second wife of Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a prominent environmentalist and lawyer who is the third child of Ethel and the late Senator Robert Kennedy and a nephew of President Kennedy. Now, wait a second. I'm confused. So, okay, Robert Kennedy. Okay, Robert Kennedy is the son. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Robert Kennedy is supposed to be the son of. Okay, I thought they were saying she was. That was kind of confused. Honestly, I love reporters, but they got to be careful. Can't be messing with the grammar, dangling the participle, because when I read it, I don't look like I messed up. Anyway, yeah, so Robert F. Kennedy Jr., obviously nephew to President Kennedy. He's the son of Robert Kennedy, of course. I thought they were talking about her for a second there. I was really confused. Couple married in 1994 after a month of him divorcing Emily Black. And right now, that's all the information we have right now. So as soon as we get any more information, we'll let you know. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So no surprise there, Skechers is in a little bit of heat for trying to say that their sneakers, the rocker bottoms, would help people lose weight, tone their legs, etc. I remember I was interviewed about a year and a half ago on Fox 5 Local asking, can this work? And I'm like, I don't think so. If there were any studies, they were really preliminary, and your body gets used to it. You know, yes, maybe your body may have to balance a little bit more, so you may increase a couple muscle fibers, but then after your body gets used to it, no, I don't see how this could long-term make you lose weight. So Skechers USA Inc. Incorporated will have to pay $40 million in refunds to customers in order to settle charges by the Federal Trade Commission, right, that they had made unfounded claims about its shape-ups. Kim Kardashian had promoted it in commercials. She's a brand spokesperson. The shoes had promised to help people lose weight, strengthen their butt, leg, and stomach muscles. The company's based in Manhattan Beach, California, will provide $40 million for customer refunds in the federal case and $5 million to the states. I have to be honest with you. They are a comfortable pair of shoes. And I've had people purchase them not because they really think they're going to lose weight. Honestly, wearing a tennis shoe is not going to make you lose your butt. Okay, you're going to have to do a lot more than wear a tennis shoe. You know, but sometimes that rocker bottom gives so much support that, you know, some people, I found them to be a very comfortable shoe. But no, it didn't make you lose weight, didn't tighten up, and I didn't expect it to. Anyway, the commission settled similar charges with Reebok last year over its easy-toe walking shoes and run-tone running shoes. That $25 million agreement also provided customer refunds. They're going to crack down on you. I mean, you can't purport that something is going to happen, especially, you know, remember, the American consumer wants to find an easy fix to obesity. So trying to capitalize on that, eventually it's going to catch up with you. So, and these shoes are about $100 a pop. They're expensive. They're expensive. So for those of you that did purchase one of these because of that, you may be able to get a refund. $100 a pop, the shoes. They're funny looking shoes. You know, that's all I could say there. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. We are live right now. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALLY. Of course, call in. We're taking your emails at drdahlia.com. We had a great show. We were talking about benefits of honey. We're talking about coconut oil. Talking about CoQ10 with statin medications. We were talking about Zithromax, Z-Pak antibiotic, has been now linked to early cardiovascular death, could cause an abnormal heart rhythm, very, very small increase of that. Other drugs in that same family have already been proven to do that, erythromycin and clarithromycin, but at a very small, rare level. We spent a lot of time talking about a variety of issues. If you missed any of our shows, please go to the Dr. Dahlia website, hit on demand, so you can hear the last few hours of the show. Okay, we got a great night still planned, so don't go away. 1-877-DOCDOLLY.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Two Navy ships today collided off the Southern California coast. No injuries. It happened about 120 miles off the Southern California coast. U.S. Navy had reported the amphibious assault ship Essex collided with the oiler Yukon during an underway replenishment at about 9:20 a.m. I think they were trying to play a game of battleship. That's what I think they were doing. No one was injured. The Essex is on its way to San Diego after 12 years as the Navy's only permanently forwarded deployed amphibious assault ship. The Essex has been home ported in Sasebo, Japan. Okay, interesting. Why did this happen? They don't know. Like I said, the battleship's movie's coming out, which, by the way, I don't think it's going to do as well. I just get the feeling that the battleship movie is trying too hard, right? Like, you know, they were trying to think of ideas for a movie, and they go and they look at games. You know, they were going to do a Monopoly game decades ago, and they threw that idea out, a Monopoly movie. You know, they were like, well, let's look at our games, right? We got Mr. Mouth, we got Light Bright, Monopoly, let's make a movie out of it. And that didn't fly. So Battleship they did, and how they think they're going to make it work is they're kind of doing some Transformers stuff. But it doesn't look like it has anything to do with the Battleship game. So if they're going to try and pretend it's a Battleship game, like Sinking My Battleship, etc., I just hope it's not going to turn out to be stupid. Okay, and I have some real high expectations for movies because we just saw The Avengers, and The Avengers was excellent. absolutely excellent. So you got to be careful if you're trying to do a high-tech movie that's supposed to engage us. And you're naming it after one of probably the best, greatest games ever out there. Like Risk. That would be a really cool game to do a movie of. You know, you got Kamchatka. You got Madagascar. The only problem is the newer Risk is very confusing. We tried to buy the Risk game for our kids, and we couldn't figure it out. It was very confusing. When we played Risk in the 80s, that was a heck of a lot easier. I don't know why they had to make it so confusing. But anyway, that would be probably good. All right. Now, speaking of Europe and countries, and I guess they believe giant pandas used to exist in Spain. They found a new species of bear related to giant pandas in Spain. The bear would have had a dark coat with white spots in its chest around its eyes and would have been smaller than any bear species. The picture looks kind of cute. The bear was identified from fossil teeth. Well, then how do they know what the colors are? And it is thought to have roamed Europe 11 million years ago. A Spanish chief of scientists, among whom are researchers at the National Museum of Natural Sciences, have described the new fossil species in an area around Zaragoza. I guess they think it was an omnivore, a plant that was genetically related to the giant pandas, and maybe even knew kung fu. Okay. All right. They said they only found fossil teeth, but they think the creature should have had a dark coat with white spots located mainly in the chest, around the eyes, and possibly closer to the tail. Pattern primitive for bears, similar to the giant panda. And they think it escaped predators by climbing trees. I think pandas are so cute. I have a picture on my Facebook of a panda, I guess, getting a shower, you know, by a hose, and just playing in the water and looking like he's smiling. It is probably the cutest thing I've ever seen. So I definitely urge you to go and take a look at little panda having fun. Okay, now, coffee drinkers are going to be very happy. News today that coffee drinkers may live longer. About every, I would say, 3 to 6 months, we get an article reconfirming that coffee is very healthy. And I don't drink coffee. Yeah, I don't like reporting this because I don't drink coffee. I don't like coffee. I don't like the taste. I don't want to get used to the caffeine and then upset if I don't get the caffeine. But anyway, they say here, according to the article in today's New England Journal of Medicine, those who drank coffee at the beginning of a 13-year study had a slightly lower risk of death. I guess even if they chose decaf, coffee drinkers was less likely to die from heart disease, respiratory problems, strokes, injuries, accidents, diabetes, and infections. No protection, though, against cancer. No coffee protection against cancer. The benefits, though, were small, modest. Men who drank 6 or more cups of coffee a day, that's a lot, had 10% lower overall risk of death than those who drank no coffee, while women who drank a similar amount had 15% lower overall risk of death. The study was funded by the National Institutes of Health. They were probably drinking coffee while they were studying this. It was a way to get free coffee. You know, if you're doing a study, it's a way to get free coffee. All right, the cardiologist says, well, wait a second. You know, cardiologist Steve Nissen from the Cleveland Clinic, he wasn't involved in the research. He's like, wait, hold the phone. Hold the cup of coffee. Hold the cup of coffee. They say asking people about their consumption only once in 13 years can be misleading. Drinking habits change. It's not the most scientific study. And I get that. I get that. My problem with these coffee studies is you have to drink so much. You know, if somebody said, Dahlia, just get one cup in. You know, get a cup of coffee in you. Well, then that's nice. You know, but I mean, 6, I could barely get one cup of coffee in. You know, that's what's so frustrating to me. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so let me see. A study came out today discussing if you lose weight, you should probably have some sort of a regimen where you eat at least 300 fewer calories a day when you're done dieting. Okay, many people gain their weight back after they diet. It doesn't stick, right? And so what they found in this study, they found people need to eat at least 300 fewer calories a day to keep the weight off after they dieted. So you can't just lose the weight and then try to do status quo. You have to go from there 300 calories less, from what I understand. The European Congress on Obesity said, let me see, calorie counts. I'm looking for who did this. I don't want to go through the study. Some of these are boring. Anyway, the study suggests that the effect does not wear off with an ex-dieter having to eat hundreds of fewer calories a day for years to come if they're going to stay slim. So in a way, you can't just diet. This makes sense. You can't just diet and then go, okay, I'm done dieting, now I could go back. Well, we knew that. But you also can't diet and go, okay, whew, now I'll, you almost have to continually diet, you know, or continually be on that low-calorie regimen. And that's what a lot of people don't like. People want to reward themselves. They want to say, okay, great. You know, I did all this work. Now I could have that piece of cake. And no, it doesn't work that way. And that's what I think is very frustrating for people. So you almost have to just keep it up. And so, yeah, we'll see where it goes. So just keep in mind that 300 calorie number. All right, so you can't go back to soda pop. You can't go back to candy bars. Okay? Now, something that you may not want to eat, whether you're dieting or not, are, I guess, fake stewed pig ears. Guys, hear about this? There's some health concerns in China now over a batch of fake stewed pig ears made from chemicals that could cause blood and heart problems. Apparently, these are made from gelatin. People think they're actually eating pig ears, but they're fake. Made from gelatin. Were discovered on sale at a market in the Jiangxi province in eastern China. Cooked pig's ears are a popular snack in China. And the seller was selling fake ears. The identity has not been made public, but he has been arrested. Fan Xingong, an associate professor at the China Agricultural University, said the gelatin used to make the fake ears was potentially harmful. They say the chemical does make the ears taste better, and it makes it hard for customers to discover that the ears are fake. Eating an excessive amount of sodium can result in high blood pressure, so I guess there's a lot of sodium in this. I thought gelatin was just protein. Pig ears are a common ingredient in China. One recipe from the northern province of Shaanxi containing them is called Xingzhenjuisi, I guess, which literally means layer upon layer of crunch. The investigation into the fake ears comes as authorities probe vegetable sellers in the eastern province of Shandong for spraying cabbages with formaldehyde and other chemicals to keep them fresh. Jeez! What is going on with China? Man! Nobody wants to play with their toys. Nobody wants to eat their food. You know, they need to get a clue. They have to get a clue. Okay, what's going on here with Domino's gluten-free pizza? Oh, yeah, we talked about this last week. I believe the Domino's gluten-free pizza, which I think costs an extra $3-4 a pop, if you have celiac disease or gluten sensitivity, they say you still probably shouldn't eat it. Because it may still have gluten in it. They say if you order this online from Domino's, a warning pops up saying if you have celiac disease, don't eat it. Well, why are they charging more? The company says the crust is certified as gluten-free, but curtain store operations cannot guarantee that each handcrafted pizza will be completely free from gluten. So what are you spending the extra $3-4 for? I don't get it. I don't get it. All right, we'll be back. More Dr. Dahlia coming up. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The summer specials are on at HHA. Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A man who fell off a friend's boat and survived, pulled himself to safety, died a few hours later of secondary drowning. Tommy Malo, 60 years old, fell off a friend's boat as he helped move it at a marina in Long Island Sound, New Rochelle. He got himself out of the water, okay, complained to his wife 3 hours later that he felt unwell when he returned to the apartment. She dialed 911. He was rushed to the hospital, and unfortunately, he died. Apparently, they said water did get into his lungs, enough to cause breathing difficulties, which could have been exacerbated by medical issues he already had. And it's rare, but we've seen this. People that survive a drowning just to die a couple days later, called secondary drowning. They say conceivably water could be inhaled while one still had the means to pull themselves out, but again, it would be rare occurrence. You know, usually panic sets in. The water that entered the lungs can start problems rapidly, but it could take up to 48 hours. No warning signs, just people start to not feel right. Secondary drowning causes lung damage because water comes into direct contact with the lining of the cells. You can't get the oxygen exchange, and unfortunately, they asphyxiate. Also, the salt water and many other sediments of water are pretty damaging. So if he did, let's say, have a heart problem, and, you know, one also possibility is it wasn't enough water to cause him to, quote-unquote, secondarily drown, but if he had a cardiac condition or any other issues that would predispose him to, from the stress of this, having a heart attack or an arrhythmia and die, then that could have happened as well. So we'll get more information on that. But it's just, that's just a shame. You know, and all he was doing was helping a friend with a boat. I can't stand seeing stories like that. And but, you know, you hear stories like that. I remember with Fargo and the floods. You know, somebody was just sandbagging his house and has a heart attack. Or people preparing their house for hurricane season, you know? Anyway, more sad story. Apparently a 15-year-old girl who was told by doctors she had bulimia actually died of tuberculosis. Now, from what I understand, Alina Sarong had been diagnosed in 2009 and appeared to recover from tuberculosis, okay? But her health started deteriorating after a trip to Pakistan a year later. She went to multiple hospitals, lost weight, suffered from repeated vomiting. And so the doctor who she saw, Sultan Sarong, the father said that her doctor said, you're suffering from bulimia, okay? You're causing yourself to vomit, or psychologically causing yourself to vomit. That's why you're losing weight, so you should see a psychiatrist. Nobody rechecked to see if she had active TB this whole time, really? Unfortunately, she died in 2011. So this occurred in Birmingham in the UK. I got to tell you, again, I'm not blaming the health system in the UK. I mean, this could have happened in any location, but it's just, you know, this hesitation on running tests drives me crazy. Somebody with history of TB, you recheck them. See if it's come back, if it's active again. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, speaking of tuberculosis, we talked about this earlier this evening, where authorities have actually jailed and charged a patient with tuberculosis because he refused to take his medication and not spread his disease. This gentleman, from what I understand, Armando Rodriguez, 34 years old, of Stockton, California, had active pulmonary tuberculosis, coughing up blood in the sputum, which, of course, by droplet transmission, could spread everywhere. When he was given his medications, medications, pills that he has to take, he wasn't being compliant. He wasn't taking it. He was supposed to be supervised by a health official. She made sure he takes them during the week. He takes them on his own over the weekends, and he didn't show up. He didn't, from what I understand, he was very non-compliant. He claimed he couldn't take his medicines because he was taking meth and alcohol, etc. So they decided to arrest him. So now, from what I understand, he is in, I believe, a San Jose jail. It carries a maximum penalty of a year behind bars. He needs at least 9 months of treatment, and we'll see what happens. Now, you know, we spent some time talking about this. You know, when I was in training, we'd quarantine people with tuberculosis so they couldn't go around and spread. If we thought they were non-compliant, we'd quarantine them in the hospital. But many hospitals, they, you know, can't handle, they don't have the capacity for that. And you also wonder, well, if you, you know, imprison them, are they able to get out on bail? And are they able to get acquitted? And, you know, and what do you do with a non-compliant tuberculosis patient? You know, I don't think we have a very good system for what to do with a person who's non-compliant. Also, keep in mind, if you take your medication halfway, then you could increase resistance. And you could actually cause multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis very quickly in a highly populated area. So, I understand the need to quarantine people. I don't know if jailing is the right way to do it, especially since they could always get out of jail. And, you know, he does need to be treated for 9 months, sometimes a year. Like I said, maybe what they could do is, you know, because he was using illicit drugs, maybe you can arrest him for that. I don't know. I don't know what the law is. And if somebody is spreading a communicable disease. Now, there was a woman who knowingly gave syphilis to her sex partners. To me, that's a malicious intent. All right? That could be considered assault. But someone who doesn't want to take their medications but has a disease that could hurt others, could that stand up in court that he be jailed? So it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And, you know, like I said, I mean, I don't know if he's malicious, but he's definitely stupid. You know, I mean, the guy is stupid. Okay, he needs to get this treated. Tuberculosis can kill. We just talked about the 15-year-old. Well, speaking of stupid, they say sugar can make you stupid. All right, a study says that sugar will sabotage your learning and your memory. Well, this is exactly why they said don't buy those big candy bars that people were selling in school, right, to raise money for the soccer team. Remember? Oh, my gosh, those were good for a dollar. You got those candy bars, and they were thick, and you could break them up into chunks. Oh, I love those. That was some of the best chocolate ever. But we are told don't take it because it's going to make you stupid. And they're right. They said here a study from UCLA has revealed that binging on treats for as little as 6 weeks can make you stupid. Consuming a diet consistently high in fructose slows the brain, can hamper memory and learning. All right, but eating nuts and fish and salmon could actually counteract that. I apologize, I got allergies. I wish something would stop my allergies. Eating a high fructose diet over long term alters your brain's ability, they say, to learn and remember information, but adding omega-3 fatty acids to your meals can minimize the damage. So I would say have chocolate-covered salmon, and you should be good. All right, and we know fructose and high fructose corn syrup and these simple sugars can cause damage. That's not anything new. We've talked about this multiple times, but it's just frustrating because, you know, we really like our treats, and we don't want to feel any stupider than we feel. I mean, honestly, I'm already losing my memory. You know, I was so astute the younger I was, and now I have allergies, pulled my back out. I'm getting older. I have another birthday coming up. I don't know. You know, I don't want to feel stupid, but it happens. It happens. All right. So watch your sugar. Like I said, you know, I had some good news, at least with coffee. All right. I hate giving bad news. Hopefully the next segment after the next break will be a little lighter. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. They have been experimenting with Gila Monster saliva. They've been using it in that diabetic drug Byetta. And Gila Monster saliva, a component in it, helps reduce food cravings. So what they're hoping to do is compound this exenatin 4, which is what they found to decrease food cravings, and market it for hopefully obesity. Pretty cool. Just eat a Gila Monster. No, it's dangerous. Don't do that. Okay, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
Attention all U.S. drivers. Do you own a vehicle with less than 150,000 miles with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all? In order to aid the American people with saving thousands on future auto repair costs during these hard economic times, VSC America is now offering an affordable low-cost coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage. Those who qualify will have all future covered auto repair bills paid directly to the repair shop for them. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included with all plans. All this at a fraction of what many dealerships are charging.
So call now for your free 5-minute quote and see if you qualify. The number to call is 1-800-493-7561. 800-493-7561. Again, that's 1-800-493-7561.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
A healthy heart starts with ExtendoVite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, the actor who played John Connor in the Terminator 3 movie, probably not our favorite Terminator movie, Nick Stahl was the one playing that one. And I believe there was a female bad guy Terminator. Didn't get as good of ratings as all the other ones. I think one of my favorites was Terminator 2. I apologize. My allergies are bad. If I sneeze, I apologize. Hold on. Oh, excuse me. I don't like to sneeze on air because I don't like to get my microphone wet. Anyway, he's missing. Apparently, hold on, I got to sneeze again. Boy. So, Dr. Dahlia's allergies, I apologize. Anyway, Nick Stahl, John Connor from Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines, has been reported by his wife as missing. I believe his wife and he are estranged. Last saw her husband May 9th. She says he has been frequenting the Skid Row area of downtown Los Angeles, and apparently his rep has declined to comment on the situation. Now, they have been separated since January. And apparently, from what I understand, his wife, Rose Murphy, has asked a judge to limit Stahl's visitations with their daughter. Oh, that's a shame. From what I understand, there's a lot of movies in progress that he's supposed to be working on. You know, I know some people are thinking, well, probably Terminator 3 bombed, and from what I understand, he has a lot of projects that he's still working on. So I'm not too sure what's going on. I hope it's not bad. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Now, remember there was an idiot mailing powdered filled envelopes to schools and businesses? And this had been, and I guess around the world, since late 2008. Well, the FBI and authorities think that it is one person responsible for this. No one has been injured. Apparently there has been a flux of envelopes with powder filled substances in them. Non-hazardous substance were mailed to elementary schools, early childhood development centers, and aerospace-related business. The incidents did disrupt school and production days and force authorities to scramble emergency crews, handling hazardous materials. All of the letters have been sent through the U.S. mail. All were postmarked from North Texas. The sender has taken steps to conceal his activities and prevent law enforcement from finding physical evidence of his crime, including fingerprints. FBI is offering a reward of up to $150,000 for the arrest of him. The mailings, I guess, started back in 2008, had been sent to schools, government offices, church, daycare centers, U.S. embassies abroad, restaurants, etc. This is being reported by MSNBC. Each envelope had a similar non-hazardous substance. FBI thinks he's male, may not demonstrate mastery of formal English, thinks he's over the age of 30, and is fascinated with certain topics of like FBI, intelligence, terrorism, aerospace, etc. Letters enclosed, the letters enclosed, quote, continue to reference subjects such as Al-Qaeda, Nazi SS, which is believed to be intended for shock value rather than to express any sympathy or affiliation with Al-Qaeda or the Nazis. One letter released by the FBI included the phrasing, Al-Qaeda, back, special thing for you, what the hell, where are you, Scooby-Doo, counterintelligence, CIA, you do not know how to catch the triple dealer spy in your law enforcement. So the guy's a kook, okay? Absolute kook. I don't know why he's bringing up Scooby-Doo. That's probably why they think he's older. Not a lot of the kids really get this whole Scooby-Doo thing. Okay, so that's what's going on there. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So medical evidence has been released. Apparently there's a part of 300 pages of evidence that we're going to slowly start seeing pieces of regarding George Zimmerman's medical report and his medical injuries he sustained the night Trayvon Martin was shot. Apparently, it's been revealed that he suffered two black eyes, a broken nose, scalp laceration. They say Trayvon Martin, the 17-year-old, who had been walking in the neighborhood that Trayvon Martin was, I guess, on duty during neighborhood watch and had been shot, was shot from an intermediate range, and he had an injury on his knuckle, small abrasion, no more than a quarter inch in size, on his left ring finger below the knuckle. So this is just part of a mountain of evidence that's going to be released, 300 pages, 67 CDs of witness statements, surveillance, videos, and other material expected to be made public soon and used in the second-degree murder case against George Zimmerman, who allegedly shot him during a confrontation inside the gated community. Now, I know many people are anticipating, from what I understand, it's still the case. I don't think it's going to go to trial for a while. But one argument that prosecution was making was this was a hate crime. George Zimmerman got out of his SUV when he was told not to by 911 operators, came out of his SUV, had some sort of a verbal altercation, and shot Trayvon Martin, for no reason. Defense is saying Trayvon Martin attacked him, that they have proof that there was physical evidence, and that George Zimmerman shot him in self-defense. So we don't know what this new evidence will mean. We know that there is more evidence from the defense because Sanford police had been pretty confident that their not arresting George Zimmerman was the proper course the night that this incident happened. So it's going to be very interesting to see what pans out from this. What has been happening, though, is people have already said very openly and publicly that if George Zimmerman does get off, they will kill him themselves. And those threats are not being taken lightly. George Zimmerman was released on April 23rd on a $150,000 bond. Okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Worrying a lot of people is this fake cop killer in Mississippi. You guys heard about that? Two people have been killed after they pulled over, believing it was highway patrol, and it wasn't, and it was somebody who killed him. Random killings from what we understand. Now, Tate County Sheriff's Office in Mississippi is saying, look, if somebody wants to pull you over, don't do it yet. Okay? They say, if somebody attempts to pull you over with flashing lights and you feel unsure of stopping, do not pull over. Use your cell phone, dial 911, and if it's a real officer, then the dispatcher will confirm it for you. And if it's not a real officer, they will send help to you. Quote, unquote. They say our deputies have been told not to overreact if someone does not immediately pull over. Your safety, of course, is our primary concern. Investigators are not releasing any, really many details, whether they think it's a single gunman, what type of weapon was used. I mean, we're assuming it's a gun because there were shootings. They don't believe the victims knew each other. They don't know if there's multiple people. Thomas Schneider, 74, of Raymond, Nebraska, was found in his car. Unfortunately, shot 3 days later. Lori Ann Carswell, 48, of Hernando, was found near her car. Just absolutely scary stuff. All right, so I guess if you're driving around Mississippi, I mean, guys, this could happen anywhere. You know, I was talking about this earlier. You know, when bad guys dress up as cops, that just really messes with us. You know, we think we, you know, like with kids, we had a pedophile and a possible kidnapper in Southern Nevada years ago who dressed up as a cop. And so we had to tell our kids, you don't go up to a police officer. Now that's very difficult because our kids were taught if there's anything kooky going on in a park, etc., and you can't find a grown-up that you know, you go to the police officer. And we had to sit there and tell our young children, and we had to sit there and tell our young school children, do not go up to a police officer. Because we don't know. I mean, it was a very, very scary time for us. So, you know, now we have people. I mean, how many times do people get pulled over per day? All right. Now, some people are like, well, we aren't going to get pulled over. Right, and then I'm sure many police officers are like, wait a second here. No, if we need to pull you over, we need to pull you over. But there is a plan. You don't outrun the police. Just if somebody wants to pull you over, you call 911, and then they could verify who's behind you and go from there. Okay? They probably call up the cop, and the cop goes, yes, I'm in pursuit of a Honda Civic, and if you're in the Honda Civic, then they know it's good. All right? Guys, have a great rest of the night. You all be safe. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.